How would you describe the key objectives of the World Heritage Convention? And do you think they've been met?
I think it's a very aspirational convention, and you know, obviously its goal is to identify the most outstanding cultural and natural heritage on the planet and to promote it and ensure its preservation and protection in perpetuity. So that's a pretty tall order. It's hard to come to a definitive conclusion, I think, about how well it's succeeded. I think in certain respects it has succeeded quite well. It's certainly very well known now, and I think that that would please the founders of the World Heritage Convention, that it's gotten to be so prominent. And that, of course, brings its own set of issues and problems as well. I think if you were to criticize the convention, I guess I would say the the lack of funding for these sites. I think the original concept, it started in part based on the UNESCO campaigns in the 1950s and 60s to raise funding to address some of the crises that major cultural sites were facing. So I think the funding aspect to me is the most glaring example of where it has not sort of panned out the way it might have.
Has the United States been a big contributor to the funding, you know, bilateral funding or?
Not really. I mean, although our assessed contribution, you know, was quite large compared with what other countries were. Of course, since 2011, we've been barred legally from putting forward any funding to UNESCO. You know, based on the standard formula that for all UN organizations, the United States, I think, was paying 21 or 22% to the World Heritage Fund, to UNESCO. So I think that was a significant contribution. Many countries, even developed countries, pay far less than that. And I think there's other ways the U.S. has contributed without doing it directly through the World Heritage System. For example, the U.S. Agency for International Development has supported World Heritage sites through their normal development channels. It's not necessarily coordinated, through the World Heritage System, but there's been a lot of that. There's another program that the State Department runs, the Ambassador's Fund for Cultural Preservation. They've given lots of money to cultural heritage, World Heritage sites.